Time for the Donovan West basketball locker room chat. We're doing it a little different this week. Justin Fluke with an intro for Bell Smith to interview Coach Perry Smith as the Lady Mustangs are 9-3 on the season, but Bell was doing a job shadow at the radio station here today, so we thought we would let her, who else would be better and more perfect, a player on the team and a daughter of the head coach, to do the interview than Bell. So, Bell, I know D. West has had a couple games last Friday and Tuesday. I'm going to let you take it away. What big questions do you got for your dad here today?
After a loss on Friday and a bounce back 66-43 win against Frankfurt, what impressed you the most on last night's game?
Well, you know, I thought it was good to get a bounce back. I didn't think we were particularly great last night, but I did think offensively we did some good things. And we're continuing to get better, and that's the most important thing. You know, we talk all the time about being our best at the end of the year, and that's where we want to be, and we're showing signs of that. Even our loss against Valley Heights on Friday night, I told the girls, you know, we got down 12, and you guys understood that with us and our pedigree, you know, being down doesn't matter. We continue to fight. We continue to claw to get to where we want to be, and I thought our guts and our determination to do that was great, and then, you know, to take a 4-point lead there late in that game on Friday was a great sign of our maturation process here going forward. So last night was good offensively. I don't think we're anywhere where we want to be defensively last night, but offensively we did some good things, and especially building off of a disappointing loss on Friday.
You talk about the light flickering for us defensively every single week. Did you see that during the Valley Heights game, or did you see it more during the Frankfurt game?
Well, definitely the Valley Heights game. I think what I've been telling everybody is somebody standing near the light.
Yeah.
They haven't turned it on yet,
no.
But somebody's standing near there. For us to get back to where we've been accustomed to being, we've got to be a little better defensively. And I thought Valley Heights, we did that, especially in the third and fourth quarters. So that's why I mentioned, you know, somebody standing near that light. They haven't turned the switch on yet, but somebody's standing there. So for us to get to where we want to be, hopefully we can get that light switched on pretty quickly here.
What are your thoughts on the Twin Valley League tournament next week, and are you excited for that?
Well, the Twin Valley League tournament, I always tell everybody, you know, when we talk to different people across the state, I always mention about how good the Twin Valley League tournament is compared to a state tournament. I think I was talking to Justin here just a little bit ago, probably at least six or seven of the teams in the league tournament are ranked. You've got, four teams in the league tournament this year that finished in the top two of the state tournament a year ago in different classes. So, our Twin Valley League tournament is as good as any state tournament. We probably approach it a little different than most. We approach it at D West like it's just the next game. We don't put a lot extra in it as far as scout or preparation, but we approach it as the next game. And it's fun to see everybody. It's fun to get in there and compete against all the different league schools all in one place. And it's a great atmosphere. Place where you can go and see a lot of great basketball in a short period of time. So we look forward to it as a fan, probably more than a coach. But we hope we go in there and we compete, we get better. It's, you know, I've always said about the Twin Valley League tournament, it's important that you go in and you go 2-1 or go 3-0. If going 3-0 in it is a tremendous feat. But you want to come out of there with a winning record. And if you do that, I think it's a good week for you.
Bell, this is your last chance. Any off the wall, or you want to try to catch him with one final question, a random question or thought?
I do have a question. Freshman year, I was known as the softest player you've ever coached. Have I redeemed that?
You probably redeemed that, but I'm not. I wasn't going to tell you that till you were done your senior year, but you've probably redeemed being the softest player I've ever coached.
Good stuff. Well, I was actually going to ask a tag question at the end of the interview this week. Vince Bell was here. This is your youngest coach. This has to kind of be, you know, it's a fun year, but this is kind of like a big year for you. Your youngest is now a senior, and I've had the privilege, I know, to coach your kids and definitely enjoyed that. You're probably going to miss this, I would assume, a little bit, huh?
Oh, yeah. You know, when your last one goes through, it's kind of the end.
Well, it is the end, but it's a new beginning and certainly a great opportunity all at the same time as well. Perry Smith, head coach of the D-West Girls, his daughter Belle Smith joining us at the radio station doing the interview today. And Crittenden will have our interview with D-West Boys head coach right after this timeout.